This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
LGBTIQ folks have come together to show our solidarity with refugees on Manus Island. And as we do, we acknowledge and pay respect to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, recalling the violent foundation in which Australian sovereignty was established. Presently, there are 600 plus men on Manus Island whose health and well-being is suffering and deteriorating rapidly as the endpoint of successive Australian government's brutal policies and practices on refugees and asylum seekers. In over 4 years of their detention on Manus Island, six men have died, four from medical neglect. Many of the men are now sick and need urgent medical attention. What is happening to the men who have been detained on Manus Island is wrong. As LGBTIQ people, we have a sensitive historical understanding of persecution, particularly when that persecution calls people to flee a homeland for safety. We draw attention to this history with our use of the pink triangle symbol. We draw attention too to the continued persecution faced by gay refugees under the Australian government's watch, especially in the light of the fact that homosexuality is illegal in Papua New Guinea. LGBTIQ folk in Australia have in the past 2 months been fighting for our rights to equality under the law, but we stand also with those who are fighting for the basic right to safety.
It's Thursday the 9th of November. Welcome to The Informer on Joy 94.9. I'm Dean Arcuri. That opening audio was the statement of solidarity read by Carol De Cruz yesterday at the Victorian State Library, where sexual and gender diverse Melburnians gathered under the banner No Pride in Detention, calling on the government to bring men detained on Manus Island to safety. While the Marriage Equality Postal Survey has taken up a lot of our community's focus in the media in recent months, roughly 600 men remain imprisoned on Manus, including men who have sex with men who fled persecution from their home countries. With thousands rallying in support of the asylum seekers marching through Melbourne Swanston Street on Monday, there were no rainbow flags in sight for the LGBTIQ asylum seekers, and with yesterday's No Pride in Detention gathering of sexual and gender-diverse community members, it's an important reminder of issues that have continued to rage while the postal plebiscite has taken focus. The No Pride in Detention group will be joining the rally for Manus on Friday outside the Victorian State Library, run by the Refugee Action Collective. If you'd like to be a part of that, just head to the Victorian State Library at 5:30 on Friday the 10th of November.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.